This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
La, 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 la. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice and Morning Show. It's Hope Day. And today is your last chance for Alice in Winterland tickets.
Hope
it is
day. Completely
sold out. And this is your last chance to head to RadioAlice.com and enter for your last chance to win a pair of tickets to our sold-out Alice in Winterland. You'll also be qualified for a meet-and-greet with One Republic, which is very exciting. You going to make sure your girls meet some of the bands?
Absolutely.
That'll be fun.
That's the push.
Yeah.
Is for them to sort of check out what Dad does.
Yeah. Fun.
I'm into it.
Backstage action.
I'm excited.
The whole thing is sponsored by Macy's. Thanks, Macy's. Alice in Winterland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. It's day after tomorrow, Friday the 13th of December, at the Paramount Theater in Oakland.
When we were in Tahoe over Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. I was at Whole Foods in Tahoe with my oldest, and she's pushing the cart, and she's at the end of the aisles, you know, and I go, okay, stop here, wait here. I'm going to run up the aisle and get the thing we need. And I run up the aisle and I'm looking for, I don't even know what I was looking for. And one of the ladies that worked there goes, oh my God, Vinny.
Oh.
And I go, yeah. You know, like,
what can I do for you?
Hi, how are you? And she's, I think her name was Monica. She used to live here and she so it was just one of those moments happenstance. So I take a picture with her. We chat for a second. I start to walk away. I'm like, I didn't get the thing I needed. I walk back. I get the thing I need. This is incredibly uncomfortable. Sorry. I just came back for the gravy or whatever thing. And I walk back and my daughter is just staring at me like, what just happened?
Oh,
that's cool.
I'm really surprised.
She's seen it before, yeah. But we were in Tahoe.
Oh, far, far from home, I see.
So it was just a moment where she's like, that was really cool. And I go, it is really cool. You're right. It's what makes this job so awesome is when you meet that person who goes, I've listened and I've heard and I was there
and
when.
My favorite thing was, right.
Exactly. And so yes. Very cool.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the great, to me, I always called we would do the Now and Zen Fest summer thing. I'm like Ego Fest, you know, 2002.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like it was so, you know, we are sitting in, there's three of us that I can see two people and we're just sitting here yapping about dumb stuff that we found online and just whatever stupid thing. And then there's forget that there's people listening. Thank you so much for listening. Every second. That's why we want you to come to Alice in Winterland so we can say hi, give you a hug.
Yeah, my mom and dad got to come to a Now and Zen once. It was before my mom died and see all of that.
See the fanfare,
and
which is beautiful.
I was so happy because, you know, they knew I was on the radio and, you know, they never got to see that. And it is really cool when people walk up to you. And like, even after I left the show, for 15 years, randomly people would stop me and
like, oh my God, are you
Maddie? Yeah. Or my brother was in a hot tub in Hawaii and somebody was talking about living in SF and talking about the show. And he was my brother's Maddie. And they were like, no, he's not.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it comes in different, strange, beautiful ways.
Well, it's funny because to me, it's only been later in my career that my parents have been able to listen. My sister, my parents, you know, other relatives on the East Coast, like, listen regularly. Like,
my
our show starts
too, right?
Starts at 5:30 here, but starts at 8:30 on the East Coast. And, of course, your mom's down south. She didn't get to listen to your show the whole time.
She never heard me in San Diego, ever.
Oh.
Ever.
Why is that?
Because you didn't live there. Or, no, they'd moved to...
They had taken off.
No, they never... They were gone. They never even heard my surf reports. They were gone.
It has to be. It's good, but it's also a little bit like knowing that people you know are listening is always a little bit like, well, they know that's a lie. Or they know that, you know, I just made that up about them. Or they're going to be mad that I revealed that thing that is completely true,
yeah,
Tina.
There's a lot more likely a lot of hard truths she's probably not thrilled to hear about.
Right, my mom.
Oh, that's why my wife, Shauna, she quit listening. Like, I said something on the air that she didn't like, and she was just like, I'm just not going to listen anymore.
Yeah.
That was that.
Anyway, see you at the show this Friday night.
Yeah. Survivor's on tonight. Of course, I can't watch that until tomorrow. Sometimes you manage to catch it.
I try.
An early feed with spots in it.
I got a busy night. I probably won't see it.
There's a couple things that are interesting. One of them is specifically for you. There is a Motown Christmas tonight on NBC at 9 o'clock. It's a 2-hour holiday special hosted by Smokey Robinson and Halle Bailey. So, okay.
Smokey is one of the great voices of all time, and also... the surgery.
Yeah, he's a victim.
Mm-hmm.
Or he looks exactly the way he hopes to look.
Or he has good lotion. What do you mean?
A Motown Christmas tonight, 9
it's
o'clock.
It's the moisturizer,
ABC.
What?
Yeah, I'm able to afford a really expensive moisturizer. That's
he
all.
He is shiny. Might be.
Maybe.
Okay.
Tightly shiny. Then there's something on Disney Plus that is called Dream Productions. It's a 4-episode limited series that takes place between Inside Out and Inside Out 2. Joy sends Riley's memories for extra processing to be turned into dreams. So it sounds like it's just 4 episodes, but it's in that universe. And I do have a trailer for it that I put up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
I have trouble with these things because I feel like the movies are so perfect, and I understand that when we talked about Moana and why Lin-Manuel Miranda wasn't doing, it's because of the TV show that Moana, they turned Moana into a TV show after the first movie.
Did they?
I don't know how many episodes they've done.
Did you watch it?
No. Because I watch the movies. I'm not looking to see the regular sort of chip off.
Is it like a sort of a standard animation, or is it still in the total CG?
I've never seen it.
Oh, you haven't.
But they were producing this television show with the girl, the woman that did the TV show. They also did the new movie.
I see.
And Lin-Manuel Miranda said, it didn't work out because the people doing the TV show, and he was, of course, very professional and said, and they crushed the music in the new one anyway. They didn't need me. And meanwhile, the whole world went, they needed that guy.
They needed the guy who writes the songs that people remember.
So anyway, they do these television shows that kind of, I think, kind of mess up the works. But
well, this is a quickie, 4 episodes. Okay. It's in that universe. I don't know what the future holds for it. Will it be incredibly popular and there'll be demand for more, or will it just be a little aside? You know, sometimes you read like a series of books, there'll be like novellas that are set in that universe that are like explore one tiny little piece of something that happened. Like it's a backstory on something that gets referenced in a book. And I like that kind of thing. I'll go back and read, a short story that kind of fleshes out the universe a little bit. So this sounds cute.
Okay.
It's called, we're talking about a show called Dream Productions. It's a Disney Plus thing. It premieres today. It's a 4-episode limited series. It takes place between Inside Out and Inside Out 2, two of your favorite movies.
I love them.
Joy sends Riley's memories for extra processing to be turned into dreams. And whatever happens in that world happens in those 4 episodes. Okay, Jamie Foxx, his Netflix special. What had happened was finally hit Netflix yesterday, and now we know why he was in the hospital fighting for his life last year.
So they tell me my sister took me into the hospital, and this cool white boy, Dr. Shooty, cool white boy, they say he had on a Laker jersey, just cool as you know. But he told my sister some horrible news about her big brother. He said he's having a brain bleed that's led to a stroke. Damn. Me, man. Wow. Here's the thing. When you dream about what you want to be in life, you don't dream tragedy. You dream everything is good. I got the life. I got the cars. I got all that. You don't dream that something must go wrong. But when something does go wrong, you need a sister, 4'11", full of nothing but love.
There you go.
Did you see, do you have more on this?
I do.
Okay, go.
Go ahead.
Nope.
What do you?
Go.
Well, what, tell me what you heard.
Some big announcement he thinks he's making that is, I've quit white women.
Oh, I don't
I'm
have
back
that.
With black women, everyone. My stroke. What I learned from my stroke is, and this is just, I'm paraphrasing.
So Katie Holmes is somewhere going, oh no!
That was it. He said, I went out with her and I'm done with the big boobs, no ass thing. Oh. They, like, it goes on a white woman rant and I thought, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you can date whoever you want.
You stroked out and almost died and from that
And now
came,
you gotta like take a crack at her butt? Come on. We get it. It's
I don't flat. Hang out with white women any. Okay.
Anyway, this is Jamie Foxx, Netflix special, What Had Happened Was, which I did not have power yesterday. I probably would have pressed play on this, but maybe I'll try and do it today. Instead, I went and saw Wicked,
yeah, and
which
I
is a good movie.
I didn't see it. I just read some
it's
stuff.
Funny.
That was one of the things that they reported from his special.
So for me, the biggest letdown is it wasn't Diddy. I was sort of hoping Diddy had tried to murder him and that, you know, we could throw that one more piece of kindling on that fire.
Delicious rumor.
Mm. Jamie says that he had a bad headache on April 11th. This was April 11th of this year or it was the year before, right? I think it was April 11th of 2023, but I don't know. I mean, time is so wiggly now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bet it's 2023.
Do you? I am too.
Okay, so you don't think it was this. Yeah, Frank, that feels way too soon.
He was out for a long time.
So what year do you think it is?
2023.
And what year do you
Same.
Think it is? 2023.
Okay, phew. I was a little worried there. Like, April was a while ago.
No, he was in the hospital forever, and one of the rumors was that, I think it was Mike Tyson came out of there, and remember he spilled. He was like the first person to say that he
had talked or something. Like, it was all like, yeah, he finally said some words.
I forget
something.
What it was exactly, and I don't want to get it wrong, but it's, you know, it's been a long time.
Well, he goes and he has some more stuff to say about it. April 11th, 2023, he had a bad headache and he asked a friend for an aspirin, but before he could even take it, he was unconscious and he would remain that way for almost 3 weeks. It turned out he had a brain bleed that led to a stroke and then a coma. Jamie said, it was oddly peaceful being unconscious. I saw the tunnel. I didn't see the light. It was hot in that tunnel. Am I going to go to the wrong place in this mother father? Because I looked at the end of the tunnel and I thought I saw the devil. Like, come on. Or is that Puffy? That's his quote. That's the only reference to Diddy that's in this thing. I thought I saw the devil. Or is that Puffy? At the end of the show, he thanked his doctors and nurses, God, the city of Atlanta, everybody who prayed for him in his recovery. He shook hands with people in the audience, said, thank you for my body. Thank you for my soul. He's not wrong when you dream about the future. Like John and I talk about the future all the time. And you know what we don't talk about, like all the terrible stuff that's going to happen to us as we get older. Like, it's, you know, it's inescapable, like into every life, some rain must fall. Sometimes it's quick and tragic, and other times it's like, oh my God, can this nightmare ever end? So, you know, here's the quick and tragic. Let's keep it short. Keep it short, guys, the suffering. Anyway, Jamie Foxx, you can watch it now. I don't know why I said that, but I mean it, though. Jamie Foxx's Netflix special, What Had Happened Was, which apparently he's not into white women anymore either. That's a revelation. I think that's good.
He was with Katie for a long time.
You know,
so it's very strange.
They were never, like, officially together.
They
like,
were together for a long, like, look it up. I think they were together for a long time.
No, there's definitely been rumors forever. I've never seen them like walk a red carpet together.
And what's wrong with big boobs and no butt? I like it.
Thanks. That's a really nice thing to say. Said all the white girls.
I'm pretty into all the ladies, but often someone will say, well, what about? Yeah, I like that too.
Everybody has a routine for their butt now, though. You ever notice that?
Oh, like, yeah.
Because the big butt is the thing. So
what's your routine?
I don't know.
Well, you just said everybody has one.
I've asked so many people, like, oh, you know, nice butt. What are you doing for that? Oh, well, I do, you know, 16 sets of squats every day and blah, blah, blah. And I get the special thing where I do this leg lift out the back. I'm like, oh, you made that.
That's the way.
Yeah.
So you know the routine.
I might know it. I certainly would not ever do that. My routine is, I like my butt to be wide and flat, and that's why I'm just sitting here and not moving all morning.
Don't be so modest. Bill Bellamy was practically drooling on himself over you.
Just get a big old booty, Sarah. Oh, that hurt. This is funny. I like this story. It's my favorite story of the day.
All right.
Megan Foxx and Machine Gun Kelly broke up again. It's a little different this
time.
They're
made for each other.
They are, yeah. There's a baby on the way, as you may recall. They lost a baby probably 2 years ago. And it felt like the beginning of the end for them, truly. Like, she had come forward and said that she'd had a miscarriage. And then she wrote that Pretty Boys Are Poisonous book of poetry,
mm-hmm.
Which was great. I loved reading some of that. And then they seem to have kind of quietly put it back together because they are pregnant with a baby together. But then last week, I saw a story about how they were going to spend Thanksgiving together, but he said, nah, I got to take off. I'm taking me time in the desert. I got to finish the album before the baby comes. And I thought, that's not what you do at the holidays. You hang with your family. You hang with the, you know, your close. Like, oh, I don't know.
Well,
he said, the baby's not going to keep me from making new music. I plan to isolate myself in the desert in order to restart my current album from scratch.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So I definitely was like, huh, that's a weird story.
So he's still there.
I don't know where he is, but he's not. Wherever Megan Foxx is, he's not with her.
Oh, okay.
Sources say they ended things while they were in Vail, Colorado over Thanksgiving. Supposedly because she saw something on his phone that she didn't like.
Oh.
He left the vacation early to go find himself in the desert. Remember that part?
And make that record.
And apparently they have not seen each other since. Now, it's only been 2 weeks since Thanksgiving, so... Mm. She announced her pregnancy early in November. The baby's due in March, so she's pretty far along. I mean, that's not too many months away, right? 4 more months, maybe?
I'm not a big fan of his, but I'm semi-interested in...
He's hot, though.
I don't care about that at all.
I do.
But a lot of artists love what the desert gives them. And I don't know what that is.
A dry, sore throat?
Yeah, or a sweaty pit. I'm not into it. I don't like the heat. But there are a lot of artists that like that.
Yeah.
Palm Springs, Coachella Valley.
Well, there's real silence in the desert that you don't hear anywhere else. Like, I never have heard silence the way I did when John and I were driving cross country. We stopped in the Painted Desert and we walked out into it and we were standing, there was no wind and it almost had a claustrophobic feel, like the silence of it. Like, you could hear yourself drawing a breath in. Like, it was a very, so maybe, you know, maybe that's it. Like, turn it all off and be someplace where you feel, like, alone and cut off and everything's silent.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I bet it's good. I bet it's a great place for meditation.
And beautiful starry nights, right?
Right, right. Without the light pollution, mm-hmm. just like the nice clear sky, without a lot of moisture in the air, just like, that must be great.
Sounds spectacular.
Makes me want to go.
He should stay.
He should forever. Make your home there. But he'll have to tour, I suppose. The demand is great. This is funny. I'm just going to do this one really quickly to end this on. Everybody's got a price. But I think some people are rich enough that they know there is no price. There's no way this is going to happen. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are being offered a fortune to do a movie together with a bunch of love scenes in it.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. This movie is called Hotel Martinez. It tells the true story of a hotel owner and his mistress in France during World War II. A producer named Danny Rosner wants to get... He feels that if he can cast these two, he can get this movie made. And he is not wrong. If you could figure out a way to get these two to do a movie together, every studio would be like, yep, we'll do it. So his theory is that if he gives them 50% more than they normally get for a movie, that they would say yes. So he's Rosner, this Danny Rosner says, Brad makes between $20 and $25 million per movie, and Angelina's in the $15 million range, and he's offering them 50% more. So that would mean like around $37 million for Brad and around $22 million for Angelina. He says, it's not salacious, but there are very heavy love scenes that there will be grinding. So two obvious flaws here, in my opinion. First, they hate each other and they're not doing this. And second, there's no way Angelina would take less money than Brad to do a thing with a guy that she already hates and won't do the movie with. Like, this is just, it's so dumb. It's in page six. If you want to read the whole thing and why this guy thinks he can make them do it. I don't care how much money, like, what would be the price for them? $100 million?
I don't see it either.
Yeah. I feel like...
I mean, he got the name of his movie out there, so good for him, but it's not going to happen.
Right. Do you remember it? What is it?
Nope.
Yep. See? It's already gone.
But...
if they make it, you'll remember
it. It's in print, and it's online, and it's going
people
around.
People like us are speculating about it all morning long. So there you go. Go out into the desert and think about it, Brad and Angelina. Brangelina. Miss you. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Have you ever
no.
hated an ex?
Oh, Yes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
I guess so. You're too sweet. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check us out live on our free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank Foundation is adding extra sparkle to our Bay Area communities through its annual holiday grant giving. A part of Fremont Bank's long tradition of giving back, visit FremontBank.com today. That's FremontBank.com.
Ling.
Right. Cloudy. Well, there's some clouds out there out of the window of Studio 9 as we speak, but it's going to cloud up throughout the day. The rain is expected for later tonight, much later.
Okay.
So it shouldn't even happen on your evening commute. It should be later tonight. And then we're basically through the weekend going to get like three waves. First one late tonight, then another one on like Friday, and another one over the weekend. So, and none of them are the end of times. At least so far, we haven't heard bomb cyclone or any of the other
atmospheric river.
Good Lord. These weather people now have just been, well, we've got to sell our weather cast. You know what sells them?
Velociraptor volcano.
Get them right. How about that? That'll sell
right.
them.
Yeah, that would. It'd be like, you know where I can go for definite, you know, exact weather forecasting?
We changed our whole plan.
Oh, my God.
For our Thanksgiving Tahoe trip because of all the bomb cyclone. All the hyperbole had us, we better get up there or we're going to end up having to pee in bottles in the middle of the night on the side of the road.
I've done it. You don't want it, but they were lying about it.
Anyway, some rain this weekend.
All right, a little rain.
By the way.
Yes, dear.
It is Wednesday, December 11th. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry also whatever else you might, you know, Festivus is good. Hanukkah, I think, starts on Christmas Day this year, right? So that goes into January.
It feels late, yeah.
It does feel late.
But okay.
Kwanzaa, I guess. What else? What other? There's probably other ones. Whatever you celebrate, you know, joy to you.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Festivus is Monday, December 23rd this year.
Oh, if you for the rest of us.
Yeah.
Could you post up something on the post on the Facebook page that tells, because I know there's, you know, there's the feats of strength. There's the bearing of the soul or say the mean things to the people that you love.
It's the airing of grievances.
There it is. There it is. I knew it was something.
The feats of strength.
I hear I hear that will heal your soul. I don't know for sure.
The airing of grievances.
Yeah, I hear that. That might.
You guys kind of get to do it every day.
Yeah,
that
we
is
do.
True. Yeah, feels good. It does feel good. That is healing. Don't bottle that stuff up. So, can you get a list of whatever Festivus is involved? Festivus for the rest of us.
Dates, origins. Yeah, I've got something with all that.
Del Boca Vista.
My first story is about a hangry woman in San Pablo.
Oh, I have been hangry in San Pablo before.
It's not you. I don't think it's you. Please don't let this be you.
Okay.
A mom in California.
Hello.
San Pablo, to be exact. Mm. And that, if you don't know, is north of Berkeley. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's north of Richmond.
Yeah. Like near, is it near like Pinole? Hercules?
Something like that.
Yeah.
A McDonald's worker near San Francisco, San Pablo, called 911 the other day after a lady threatened them with a gun. She stopped in to pick up her food and then sent her young kid back inside claiming the fries she ordered weren't in the bag. An employee told them to have their mom bring in the receipt in and they'd make it right. But instead, she came in hot, threatened several employees, and told them, I got a gun in my purse.
Don't do it.
Over fries, everybody.
Fries are good.
McDonald's fries are particularly good, and yet.
Don't do this. I know it's stressful. It's a hard time of the year. This is probably a listener of ours, you know. Let me just talk to you real quick. Look, you're a mom. You're busy. You didn't even want to get out of the car. You sent your kid back in there. You are close to. You are already close to crying. You're feeding your kids McDonald's, so things are bad.
Aw.
Listen, man.
Maybe they were really good. It was a treat.
No, that's not what it was. Good. That's way to try to spin it, though. So, but never threaten. Whether you have a gun in your purse or not, never threaten that you have a gun. Whether you're willing to use it or not, don't threaten it. until you pull it out and start using it, don't threaten it. Yes, Vinny, your hand is
She
up.
Did, in fact, have a loaded handgun in her purse.
Oh, that's great.
Go on, continue with your...
No, don't threaten. That's the thing. You have now changed the entire altercation from one of minor annoyance to, oh my God, that bitch has a gun.
Yeah, you can't.
You've ruined everything.
Exactly. I'm sorry away. You know, you can be a little grumpy, a little hangry, and I'm sorry that away after you get a couple bites of food in you, you might walk back in and I'm so sorry. I got some food in me now and my blood sugar straightened out and I should not have been rude to you. But the whole, I got a gun and I want my fries.
Feels like a robbery now.
She was still there when the cops showed up and they say, and it turns out she wasn't lying. She did have a loaded handgun in her purse. But her 9-year-old daughter was holding the bag for safekeeping.
What? Holding the handbag or holding the bag of McDonald's?
No, the handbag.
As in, Mom, I'll hold the gun. I'm 9. I'm old enough to hold a gun now. You go ahead and have the fight. If you need it, just call me. I'll bring the gun over to you. Oh, this is a great family.
Police posted a photo of the gun and her Marc Jacobs purse.
Oh, my. The Marc Jacobs purse.
They say the purse would be like a $400 value.
Oh.
The fries, I don't know what those go for.
Are fries more than $2?
What is a large fry at McDonald's?
Yeah, what does that cost?
Hold on. Okay, let's each guess.
Wait. A supersize fry or just a large fry?
I don't think they do supersize anymore. I think that was something that went out. Like, there was a point where they went, we probably
shouldn't be. That documentary really didn't look good on us.
Eating people like this.
They can buy 2 large
Let's
fries.
Let's just say a large fry.
$1.99.
Oh, you're way off. I'm going to say $3.99.
Oh, my God. $4 for fries.
Vinny was real close. It's around $3.69.
Damn.
And each large fry contains about 100 fries.
Mm. Do they still have supersized fries? Or is a large the top size fry?
They must have a calorie count on it too, right? I mean, isn't that like they have to now? It's the rules.
No, they no longer offer super size.
Yeah, Super Size Me movie didn't.
They've been discontinued for a long time.
Right.
Large fry at McDonald's. 498 calories in a large fry.
Well, there are times, and I do this way more than I want to, and that's why I'm still carrying the weight that I just can't seem to shake. But I there are times when you say, I'm having fries, or I'm having a slice of pizza, or the thing where you just go,
I'm living my life and I'm not going to beat myself up about it.
I'm here. It's there. I want it.
My mouth is watering.
I bought it. I got it.
You love it.
By the way,
I'll eat it.
All the stuff that turned up, none of that was in there.
I didn't hear any of it.
You're telling me the song where you did, there's that. But no, we don't have,
Got a few. I got a few of them back.
That's the worst thing about living by yourself is that if I get a craving for something, I can get it.
Yeah, you can.
I got nobody looking at me, nothing like.
Well, that's actually
good
not
and bad.
As for an alcoholic.
Well.
When you get a hotel room, do you have to tell them I can't have a mini bar in there?
I've requested it, but I it doesn't bother me. Like I don't want that stuff.
That just seems like it would be really hard to be alone in a hotel room and
hotel rooms are death.
Your friend Jack is over there and
I've never asked them to not have the mini bar.
Never.
Never.
That's
But hotels are a whole thing for
me. Hotels where bad things happen.
We don't need to go there. Anyway, they say this woman was probably hangry. Mm. But she ended up getting prison food instead of McDonald's.
She's facing didn't even get to eat any of it.
Her charges are child endangerment.
Hell yeah.
And making criminal threats with a firearm.
Yeah. She escalated. She didn't need to. They have fries there. You will end up with some fries. If you're just nice about it, you know, don't get yourself thrown out. Go in, say, you didn't do the order. Oh, it's not even on there. Oh, here, let me give you the $3.99 for the large fry. You transact. The pimply faced kid behind the counter says, here's your food, and you leave with it. You don't have to pull out a gun on the people that work at McDonald's.
Just talking about is trending on, I think it's TikTok. It's on social media for sure. They talk about airport rules.
Oh, all right.
And this is true. When you're traveling, just like we were talking about, like he's saying he's alone. When you're traveling, you eat what's in, like you, there's a McDonald's. I know what they, and you pull in and you eat. You just eat. You eat what you know.
Yes.
And you go for, that's airport rules. So you, also airport rules. You might have a drink at 11 at night or at 11 in the morning because you're at the airport. You got a whole day of travel ahead of you. You do whatever, and it's not about, you know, the 5 o'clock somewhere.
Right.
It's never more true than at the airport.
You don't have a meeting coming up. You have a flight coming
right.
up.
Right. So they talk about how people are, they'll drink energy drinks any time of day or night.
Mm.
Alcoholic drinks any time of day or night. Pizza any time day or night. Airport rules. It's the new, they're saying the new trend is airport rules for everyday life. Eating pizza for breakfast, having a drink at any hour, wearing pajamas all day.
Oh, I love that. I like when we have leftover pizza in the fridge and I put a frying pan on the thing, throw the slice in there. That's good. That's just good.
Traveling airports, traveling through airports can involve a lot of uncontrollable variables. So many people slip into treat yourself.
A round of sausage.
Mode that ignores diets, fitness, and other normal routines. Anything goes. Treat yourself.
A round of sausage.
I hear buttons clicking, but I don't hear the audio.
I'm sorry.
It's
treat
okay.
yourself a round of sausage.
Oh. That's me this morning. Let me describe my morning to you.
It's been a fun. Don't worry. We've had a good time. Even though you're not having a good time, Maddie, me and Vinny are having a great time over here.
I feel him, though. I'm seeing him limp around with a cane, and I'm just feeling
him. Awful. Treat yourself.
It really is perfect.
Got any of that donkey sausage left? Whatever the... No, it was venison.
Donkey sausage!
Donkey sausage.
It's deer bologna, Sarah.
Oh, sorry.
I bet donkey sausage would be delicious.
No, you do not bet that.
Treat yourself a round of deer bologna.
That's my favorite part.
Wow.
All right, sorry.
On TV, I had to go and do that. No.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
It doesn't even fit. Like, it's not
even close.
Yeah.
It's not the right number of letters.
I give credit to Seacrest for not going, what the F are you talking about?
Oh, it's just
where do those letters fit in this thing?
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
Well, he's also so adamant about it. Like,
treat yourself. And by the time he gets a sausage, you can tell he knows. He's questioning it.
Okay.
That can't be it.
How about a fastback?
I love fastbacks. You know that, Vinny. Come on.
There you go.
This is a setup for you, Sarah.
I'm ready.
You explain this one to us because I can't.
Okay.
Every element heavier than lithium had to be created in the core of a star. Every element heavier than iron had to be created by a supernova.
Mm.
Go.
Well, each one has an atomic weight. I've never heard that. That's but when you look at the periodic chart of the elements, aren't they arranged by weight and by atomic, by what the atom weighs? Isn't that, I don't know. I can't explain it.
She's in a Mrs. Olympia pose as we speak.
This is the opposite of flexing. This is me going, I have no idea. I didn't even ever think about that. So is that, that's why they say it's the Big Bang Theory, right? That all these elements and the things that that everything is made of, the identifiable elements of the world, which is what the chart of the elements is clearly some of it had to be exploded out of a star.
The core of a star or... a supernova.
So this has to be where the Big Bang Theory comes from. Like, these things couldn't have been produced without that reaction happening. Hmm. Interesting. That's a good fast one. Nerd alert.
good flexing. I wasn't. It was pretty good.
I literally was not flexing at all. That I was smart. People out there are going, "Oh, she's so dumb."
No, they're not.
For real.
Oregon.
Your Oregon? What's wrong with your Oregon?
Oregon?
I think it's not Oregon.
He means Oregon.
Oregon is the only U.S. state with a flag that's different on both sides.
Oh.
One side says State of Oregon, 1859, and has the state seal. The other side shows a beaver chewing a log.
Really?
I lived there for 4 years. I've never seen this flag.
I can tell you what the California flag looks like, but I don't know what any other state's flag looks
now,
like.
Now, one of the colleges there's the Oregon Ducks and the Oregon State Beavers.
Okay.
So beavers are clearly an important animal in the state of Oregon.
Yeah, they don't have any ducks on there, though.
The other side shows a beaver chewing a log. Oh, look, Maddie's put it up on the screen for us to see.
Oh, that is amazing.
That is amazing. Really? Wow. Way to go, Oregon.
Oh, there it is. State of Oregon.
Oh, he did it.
He did do it.
Oh, and the other beaver side is a beaver just on a log, but it's in silhouette.
It's really so small. Like, they've got all that real estate on the side of the flag, and they've just put a tiny
little beaver
in the middle of it.
I do like beavers, though.
Well, you've made that abundantly clear.
Love them.
Mm. I do, too.
Two-sided flag in navy blue and gold with an optional gold fringe, apparently.
Sorry, those are the West Virginia colors. They shouldn't do that.
A 7-foot-tall man in the United States has a 1-in-7 shot of making it to the NBA.
Oh.
A man under 6 feet has a 1-in-1.2 million shot.
Oh.
When I first met Icky, remember Icky?
Yes, yeah.
Y'all, Icky worked here for a bit. He's 6'5". And I remember after we sort of got to know it, but I remember being like, why didn't you play basketball? Like, what a blessing to be so tall. You could, I'm not coordinated enough. I was like, you could have, come on.
But he surfed. He's coordinated.
And he could totally have done it. He just didn't. He wanted to play video games. That's why. He wanted to play video games and drink Mountain Dew. Slapper. That is why.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it.
It's a lot of hard work goes into being a pro basketball player.
I know, but but one of the ingredients is natural height.
Be 6'5".
Be tall.
Right.
I would fully have done that if I were, well, I mean, yes, we did hear about that, didn't we?
Over and over. What did you used to say? It has its own promotional team?
He has a PR team. I think when he landed here, there was someone called into the show and was like,
that guy's got, he's a.
And I'm looking at him going, was that a plant? Did you do that?
He goes, no, but it is true. So.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400. Donkey sausage and now beavers. LOL. Ingrid, Redwood City.
Hey, Ingrid.
App.
Thanks for listening. Ingy.
Great.
What does Ingrid shorten to? Like, if you had a friend Ingrid, would you call her Ingy?
Ingy.
Grid? Gritty?
Gritty.
Gritty?
Griddle cakes?
Gritty? I don't know.
Gritty. Or she's sitting there going, it's just Ingrid. Please don't.
Great. Now I'm actually contemplating treating myself to donkey sausage.
Consider it. A round of donkey sausage.
I love it. You guys have me in tears with the sausage replays.
I love the sausage thing. That's such a fun moment on the show.
Thanks for the timely airport rules. I'm sitting in OGG, Maui. Right now.
Oh.
I love that airport.
Mm.
What, OGG, what does it stand for?
Who knows?
Okay.
It's a name of somebody.
Oh,
can't think of it off the top of my head. I could look it up, I guess.
It's okay.
Please don't worry about it.
Coming up, Billboard and AI.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.